This is a video we have recorded for Sunday. What's the date for Sunday?
Sunday's going to be
Father's Day.
Well, we know it's Father's Day. We're trying to figure out a calendar date here. And today is the 13th, which is Thursday, the 14th, Friday, the 15th.
16th.
It's going to be June the 16th.
So we're recording this on Thursday, the previous Thursday, because we are going to be fellowshipping with another church and not having our own church service for this Sunday. But we wanted to make sure we were putting something out there for our online church members that have come to depend upon our sermons and messages.
Yes, this is a follow-up and pursuant to the Great Return Revival event this year, which was highly successful. And one of the big takeaways was we made steps towards unity. And a unity that goes just beyond the four walls and the confines of our congregation. And of course, we preach a lot about praying and seeking God. And I just finished a broadcast on the need to seek God, pursuant to Pentecost, out of Acts 1. It was opening up the series in Acts for our Thirsty Thursday. But there's another facet of revival, and that is unity as the body of Christ comes together in unity, and especially unity which crosses boundaries. This past Great Return, we had an event where brothers came together in unity in a way that it crossed racial boundaries, it crossed language boundaries.
Yes, amen.
And pursuant to that, we're periodically going to fellowship with other churches. And this Sunday, we're going to be fellowshipping with the Second Baptist Harvest Assembly Church for our time of worship. But we wanted to let you know what was going on. We wanted just to share a few things with you moving forward. That's one of the things we're going to be doing. We don't have all the details yet, but there's going to be other things coming that you're going to see us in various places, in various contexts, right, that you might not be accustomed to seeing us.
We have the first of what is likely to be a series of meetings that will set the stage for some amazing things in the future, we do believe. And so while we're not prepared to talk precisely about what that is, God is moving in this church. Opportunities are being made. So praise God. There's some amazing things in store for New Covenant Church of the Apostles and for Pastor Dallas and I and for each and every one of you. God bless you.
Amen.